From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, June 8th. Virgin Voyages announced the cancellation of four cruises on board the new Resilient Lady, scheduled from January to March of next year. The decision was made based on feedback from guests and travel partners who expressed a preference for more round-trip sailings in Australia from Melbourne and Sydney. Guests booked on impacted cruises will have the option to receive a future cruise credit based on their cabin category or a full refund. Resilient Lady is currently sailing around the Greek islands and will later reposition to Australia in October. And the auction of a former cruise line fell flat. The auction held as part of the liquidation process for Pullmantir Cruises ended without any successful bids. Now, this was a company that Royal Caribbean Group once held a 49% stake in. Despite potential buyers approaching the insolvency administrator, no binding offers were made, resulting in, well, no winners of the auction. The good news, it's going up for auction again, per the administrator. Pullmantir Cruises was founded in Spain in the early 2000s and operated a fleet of three ships before it filed for reorganization in 2020 because of the pandemic. Now, despite efforts to come back, the decision was made to close and liquidate the cruise line in 2021. And Viking Cruises held a naming ceremony for its latest ship, Viking Saturn, in New York on Tuesday. The 930-guest vessel was christened by Ann Ziff, a Viking guest, philanthropist, and the chairman of the Metropolitan Opera. One take, folks. As part of the maritime tradition, Ziff used a steel sword to cut the ribbon, allowing the bottle to break against the ship's hull. Following the naming ceremony, the Viking Saturn embarked on its inaugural season, embarking on voyages to Iceland, Greenland, Canada, and Norway. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 2%, 13.03. Royal Caribbean up 0.5%, 91.01. And Norwegian up 1.6%, 17.02. Here in Tumalog Falls in the island of Cebu, beautiful day and everyone's enjoying the lagoon here behind me. Just these falls are, it almost feels like Jurassic Park. That's all I have, but it's beautiful. On the island of Cebu, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.